Life on Earth likely began in the primordial soup of the ancient ocean, and humans still carry that original home in our bodies. The salinity in the plasma of our blood is remarkably similar to that of the ocean, for example, and in a way, Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender says he longs to return.
From the far and the wide, at the fall and the waves rise, a crescent moon of dorsal fin, an archipelago of long forms, floating islands turning wide, the flash of pallid sun in the damp of Arctic circle light, like magic, they come. Bottlenose whales in alongside. Some pass under the keel, and finding none like us, return. They raise themselves as much as they can, to make their deep eyes shallow, to see as much as they can, as long as we can. As we drift, engines cut, a listing hulk, and they follow, looking up and up. Their desire they cannot escape is my desire I cannot escape, to look into the eyes of the other. This is how we speak, each to the other. I do not want to leave here. If I could, I would abandon ship, stand on the rail and plunge. If only my blood would not freeze. If only I could hold my breath and dive like them. If only to quench my thirst I could drink brine. We came from the sea and are still of it. Our beating hearts, the rocking of the tide, brought inside so we could walk away. Having walked, there is no turning back. Flank speed into the starless dark, we rove, the helmsman clinging to the wheel, the wave crest snapping at our heels, ice scrapes its nails along the hull, its prying fingers at the watertight doors, and I am different than I was before.